The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning.
There's another one. Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah. And what was it? Cold as Ice? Yeah, he was an action hero for sure in that.
That movie.
Classic. Oh, so good. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is Brock and Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Let's take a quick look at your forecast here. It is going to be gorgeous. Today, sunny, high of 80. Tonight, clear of low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 85. Wednesday, sunny, high of 88. Thursday, sunny, high of 90. What? Oh,
damn.
Feels so good. Feels so damn good on my skin. A nice warm sun on my skin. I love it.
Oh. It is. Are you to the point yet where you're like, I'm just going to, it's going to be nice for the next week. I'll just waste one nice day.
Yeah.
That was my Saturday.
That was my Sunday. I did that same justification where it's like, look, it's going to be one day wasted in the summer isn't the end of the world. Of course, winter's going to come back. Oh, why did I waste that day?
Can't do it. You can't do it. I do it every single year, man. I motivate myself to just be outside. And it's always in June and July, and then August rounds the corner, and it's like, it's kind of nice in the basement. It's a little chilly down there. I'm going to go cool off, and then that turns into, you don't see the beach again until next year. But, yeah, just get outside. Spend it outside. Take advantage of this beautiful weather. For real.
Do it. Doesn't matter how hungover you are. Just be hungover outside, all right? You'll be all right.
Which another one of my buddies, two people I know have caught sturgeon off the pier. That's like the fifth one I know of that have been caught on the pier.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Getting it, man. You got to get it. Get outside. Get outside. Get your rod wet. That's what I like to do. Anyway, folks, we got to get to it right now. Get outside and listen to your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in a biz.
Sup, Katie. Okay. She's outside right now, probably enjoying it. Just getting it. Okay, so there's a couple weird things in this story. Believe it or not, bestiality isn't illegal in all 50 states. There are four states where it is not: Hawaii, New Mexico, Wyoming, and West Virginia.
And why? Why is that?
That list used to include Kentucky, which just got around to making bestiality illegal last year. So, hey, there you go. So congrats to these two deviant trailblazers who are now the first people to feel the wrath of the law. A 50-year-old guy named Christopher Jones and a 44-year-old woman named Nolene Horn were just indicted under the new law for sexual crimes against an animal. Back in November of last year, something happened with the two of them and a dog. It's not clear who did what. How is it? But there's an investigation. They're both arrested. They're both facing felony charges. So what's more shocking about the story? The fact that these two people got arrested for bestiality charges, or is it the fact that there's four states still where bestiality is not illegal?
Hey, you know what hurts the most? Yeah, the four states. Well, no, you know what? The other thing hurts the most. But what hurts the second most is, the all four states.
Like,
I don't know, dude. What is going on?
Is it one of those things where it's like, okay, look, we don't need a law because everyone should know that this is screwed up? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, yeah, okay, I guess we can put it out on paper, but do we really need to? But in this world, you almost have to. You have to have those ridiculous things that people be like, why? Why is this a law? Because it's like, because people are stupid.
See, I'm hoping that those four states don't have that law in effect because they're just like, you know what? We don't need to. Like the people here are just, they're not doing anything that we have to put this law into effect.
Yeah.
But Kentucky's a different story.
Kentucky should have all the laws. They should have literally every single law that you could ever possibly think up.
Yeah, lock them away. Throw away the key.
That's just
wrong in all. I don't know, man.
Isn't that something that maybe like the president could like just be like, all right, look, I'm making an executive order. This is nationwide. Yeah, this is nationwide here, folks. All right. I'm putting it in. It shouldn't get any blowback from the House or from the Senate, when they vote on it. Except you got that one creepy senator who's like, I disagree. And everyone's like, watch that guy. Take the pets away from that guy because we don't trust him now.
Well, let's hear me out, guys. Hear me out on this.
So yeah, I guess if you're looking for love in all the wrong places, Hawaii, New Mexico, Wyoming, and West Virginia,
you know,
go for it.
All right, so I'm totally against the sex robots thing, and I know you love these things, but you know what? Hey, if it's gonna help in that situation, I'm all for them now.
Are you saying like an animal sex robot? What are you saying?
No, just it's gonna deter them from looking at their pet, dude. You know, go for the old sex robot then.
It's like, look, it's not my fault. That sheep winked at me, all right? That sheep gave me a look, put on some red lipstick, and winked at me.
Yeah, but it's still a sheep.
That's the guy's defense in court. Like, look, I'll be honest. I didn't plan on it, but, you know, love finds a way. And I was there in the barn. I was there in the barn just, you know, doing some work, and the sheep sent me a glass of cold milk from across the stall. I looked over and it winked at me.
A glass of cold milk. Would he slide it on the bar like a bartender?
Yeah, just right along the fence. No, the cow walks over and says, hey, this glass of milk's from the sheep at the end of the bar. And you look over and there, it's just that beautiful.
He's got his hands up on the bar, crossed over, just kind of looking at you over his shoulder. Kind of gives you the head nod. All right.
Do you want to be bad tonight?
End it there.
Next thing you know, I'm hooking up with all right, that's enough of that. That's your WTF.
Oh,
that was probably the worst one.